Ring, 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 banana phone. Ring, 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 banana phone. I've got this feeling, so appealing, for us to get together and sing, sing. Ring, 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 banana phone. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, banana phone. It grows in bunches, I've got my hunches, it's the best, beat the rest. Cellular, modular, interactive, modular, ring, 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 banana phone. Ping pong, ping pong, ping pong, ping, banana phone. It's no baloney, it ain't a phony, my cellular, bananular phone.
Freaks, it's Thursday, January 18th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, why did your cock just explode? Plus, dead for days and no one cares. And finally, I've lost my baby! I did have a baby, right? Huh. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey freaks, Timothy Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you so much for checking out the Thursday podcast. Have a great show for you today, and we're going to start things off right now. Oh, you know what I wanted to talk about first? Got a couple packages in the mail that I wanted to say thanks to. I don't have their names in front of me, though. The packages are in my car. But someone sent me a breast calendar. Much appreciated. It's like the, I think it's called Breast of Canada. The very breast of Canada. Unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to really look at it. I believe all of the proceeds go to breast cancer research, which is great. But I wonder if all the women in the calendar are like breast cancer survivors. You mean to tell me I've got to stare for the whole month of February at some 50-year-old broad with only one breast? The other one is all hacked up? Was that insensitive? It's a good cause, though, right? So believe me, I will be putting that calendar up. One boob or two, doesn't matter, in my new apartment once I move in, hopefully this weekend. It could not come soon enough because I'm about sick of lugging my equipment to various locations just to record this dorky show, but I do it for you because I love ya. Oh, guess what site I was on today? That's right, the Anamia community, and I found some more great quotes. There's a whole community online of just skinny-ass girls with eating disorders, and they just blog. It's like a big group blog, and they just write how depressing and sad their life is and how gross they feel. It's wonderful. It makes me feel great because I like to see other people suffering. So I'm going to read you some of those in just a second, but I came up with an idea I'd like to talk about first, and it has to do with Yahoo Answers. And my idea is that we sabotage it. For those of you who don't know what Yahoo Answers is, basically anyone can ask a question and then others respond with an answer. You know, you say, like I looked up for one, I wanted to get a new cell phone and I have Sprint. So I said, what's the best cell phone for Sprint? And someone asked that question and I looked up. Yeah, very useful. My idea is, it's actually twofold. One, I want you guys to start answering the questions with the most ridiculous and or offensive stuff as possible. Secondly, I want you to also start asking questions that are just awful. Like, maybe not so, you know, not so much so that people know you're making a joke. Like, I'm going to do one. I'm going to ask, what's the best way to get a blood stain out of a Tempur-Pedic mattress? And I'll go into a little bit of greater detail. Like, it's about as much blood as a massive head wound would produce, or, you know, something like that, and just see what sort of answers people provide. And just use your creativity. Maybe you want to answer some questions. Maybe you want to write a question. But the important thing is then you email me so I can read them myself and possibly read them on the show. I think that would be fun. So it's our Distorted Views attempt to sabotage Yahoo Answers. Great new project for us to work on. I'm getting started tonight. Ding! Alright, before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, as promised, here's a couple anorexia bulimia blog entries. First one comes from Anamia115.
I purged.
Ugh.
It's so draining and nasty, and I didn't even purge enough to get it all out. I only had three good spews.
These girls are stupid. So the next one is from Jordan, who I believe is a boy. Hey, girls. Sounds about right. I need help big, please. I'm so disgusting. Really, spelled D-I-S-C-U-S-T-I-N-G. Wrong. Please give me some thinspo, which means thinspiration, which is basically pictures of skinny bitches, like pictures of Nicole Richie, or really fat pictures, like, I don't know, Cameron Mannheim or something. Just like, oh, I don't want to turn into that fat pig. So I'm so disgusting, really. Please give me some thinspo and plan for dieting or something. I need to lose 10 pounds by the end of the month. I'm tipping the scales at 73. Thin Nikki wrote in. I believe we've read some of Thin Nikki's posts before. But she says, why are breasts supposed to be attractive? They're just big lumps of fat stuck on your chest making you look fatter. I hate them. Ah! One of these days she's just gonna lose it and try like sawing off her tits or something. Which, you know, I gotta tell you, these girls are really delusional. They think being super, super skinny, so skinny that their stomachs are like concave, right? Like it's sucked in. It's like a satellite dish or something. But yeah, they think that that looks really attractive when they're like there's nothing there. Like ribs are popping out, their stomach is all like sucked in, and no tits. When I think guys would rather prefer maybe a little more meat, as long as they've got bigger tits. That's really what guys are concerned about. So Thin Nikki, you've got it all wrong. This next one, does anyone else here get really frequent nosebleeds? Recently, I've been getting one or two a day, especially when I fast. Does this happen to anyone else, or is this totally unrelated to my ED? Like I said, these bitches are retarded. Melancholy, spelled M-E-L-L-O-N-C-O-L-L-I-E, like a dog, wrote, someone just wrote you're ugly in my live journal. I thought I blocked everyone but friends. Uh-oh. Who could have wrote you're ugly? Sounds like a Distorted View listener. I thought I blocked everyone but friends. You're ugly? That is so mean. I'm literally crying right now. And my listeners drive yet another anorexic bitch to suicide. Congratulations. You guys really do make me proud, I gotta say. Finally, dinner equals binge. I am a screw-up! I'm ugly, gross, fat, and so far from perfect. Shoot me now! With pleasure. So there you go. A couple more Anna Mia posts from the Eating Disorder Live Journal community. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Alrighty, if you're not signed up for the Distorted View Sideshow, what the hell are you waiting for? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Sign up now before the prices go up, if they do. I'm just saying. They might not. We'll see how I do this month. Oh, God. Alright, first story we have for you today. Let me just tell you, it was a slow news day. I'm going to warn you right now. Story comes from California. A cell phone apparently ignited in a man's pocket and started a fire that burned his hotel room and caused severe burns over half his body. Guess which half? The lower. It's not the half you'd want. I don't care about my head, just don't burn my cock! Louis Picasso, 59, was in stable condition Monday with second and third degree burns to his upper body. Oh, his upper body, his back, right arm, and left arm. Maybe his cock was spared, said Fire Department Assistant Chief Kurt Hank. Firefighters arrived at the residential hotel Saturday night to find Picasso laying on the bathroom floor after a malfunctioning cell phone in his pants pocket set fire to his nylon and polyester clothes. Polyester and nylon clothes? What sort of fucking 1970 cliche is walking around that hotel? You could not ask for more flammable clothing. This poor guy. With this guy's luck, I'm surprised he wasn't doused with gasoline beforehand. What are the odds? Ah. The flames spread to a plastic chair, setting off a sprinkler that held the fire in check. Authorities declined to name the phone's manufacturer and model. The fire and water caused $75,000 worth of damage to the room and to business on the ground floor. There you go. See what I mean? Slow news day. Second story we have for you today. Houston FBI agents and San Antonio police are working together to find an infant. Great. It is such a slow news day, I've resorted to Amber Alerts. Yeah. So, it's fucking kids missing. According to authorities, Veronica Francine Ramirez from San Antonio traveled... Is that name Italian? Very nice. From San Antonio traveled to Houston on Sunday, January 14th, with her two-month-old son, Isaiah Ramirez. When she returned to San Antonio, reportedly under the influence of drugs... The key sentence. She did not have the child and could not remember what happened to him. Okay, wait. Let me just retrace my steps here. I had him when I was entering Houston. Had him at the crack house. Then things get a little fuzzy after that. You know, I may have traded him for an 8-ball. There's just no way of telling. My mind is really drawing a blank. Yes, Veronica told San Antonio police investigators that she may have given Isaiah to two unidentified females in an unidentified truck stop restroom somewhere between San Antonio and Houston. Wow. Could you be more vague, lady? She told authorities she stopped in Columbus, but does not recall if she had the child then or not. Just slipped my mind. She also said she stopped at several rest areas and sucked several unidentified cocks for unidentified drugs. Veronica may have been driving a maroon 2005 Nissan Maxima. Again, she's not quite sure. Wow. Veronica advised San Antonio police... Veronica advised San Antonio police investigators that she believes Isaiah may or may not be sick. This woman knows absolutely nothing. Isaiah has an underdeveloped esophagus and requires special formula. Isaiah was born November 13th, 2006. He's 22 inches tall, weighing 12 pounds, with gray eyes and brown hair. Isaiah was last seen wearing a white beanie hat, a light blue Winnie the Pooh sleeper, and an I Love My Daddy bib. His child safety seat and black diaper bag are also missing. Anyone with information about this missing baby, contact the FBI. So, for losing your baby and not knowing where, how, when, or what vehicle you were driving, you've just been named Distorted Views
Mother of the Week.
For being named Distorted Views Mother of the Week, you'll receive a lifetime supply of Gerber's Tender Esophagus brand soy baby formula. Formula designed for even the most tender esophaguses. You also may or may not receive some other stuff. I don't really remember. I remember something being green, maybe. Or maybe not, I don't know. Where did I put that stuff? I seem to have misplaced it. Oh, screw it. Hey, do you want to go smoke some crack? It's all for being named Distorted View's Mother of the Week. Got one more story for you. It's a short one, kind of. On Christmas... I love it because an old person has died. On Christmas, it's the circle of life, people. Don't get mad at me for saying that. On Christmas Day, a 68-year-old man died. Let's pause for an applause break. Yes, on Christmas Day, a 68-year-old man died taking a shower in his 19th-floor apartment in South Minneapolis. Best part, his body wasn't discovered for 4 days, and the water just kept running all that time. The drain was blocked by the man's body, and the water overflowed into the walls and carpets of the apartments below, all the way to street level. That's 19 floors down. The flooding forced nearly 36 elderly residents... to relocate from the Ebenezer Tower apartments. This story just keeps getting better. They could be out as long as 3 months from their home as water and mold damage is repaired. I have a feeling some of them won't be returning. Croak. I've been around a long time, but nothing like this has ever happened, said Mary Beth Davis. Well, no fucking shit, Mary Beth Davis. It's not every day that some old fart croaks, falls down right when he's taking a shower, blocks the drain, and floods his entire apartment complex. You see why something like that wouldn't have happened before, you stupid bitch? Or cunt. Now that we learned that is an acceptable word, they're doing a whole documentary on it over there at the BBC. Cunt. All right, Dorothy Felstead. Oh, these old people names, Dorothy. Dorothy Felstead, 88, has lived in the building on Portland Avenue for almost 9 years and was forced to another apartment because she lives 13 stories directly below the one that flooded. All of us came here to spend the rest of our lives, said the retired legal secretary, and this is affecting so many people. Well, what do you want them to do? Whose fault is this? Who do you want to blame? Old people just love to hear themselves bitch and moan. One of the reasons why I hate them so much. What are we supposed to do? All of us came here to spend our lives, and now my apartment is flooded. Oh, boo-hoo. That's life, honey. Enjoy it while it lasts. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Davis said Ebenezer officials have scrambled to find adequate housing for displaced residents while keeping others in the 191-unit building apprised of the situation. Those displaced are in vacant apartments in the building or in other Ebenezer facilities. So the landlord, the management have been doing everything they can to find adequate homes for these old people while they fix up their apartments. No need to bitch. No specific cause of death was determined beyond natural causes, although deaths in senior housing aren't unusual. Oh, I love the AP. Did the AP do the story? Although deaths in senior housing aren't unusual. No, it's quite commonplace. The delay in finding the man was uncommon. Quote, generally something like that is discovered sooner, but the running water apparently masks the odor. Wow. I mean, let's be honest here. It is an apartment complex. 191 units full of old people. There's probably a stench wafting through the halls anyways. The stench of death. That is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with the Freaky Deakies.
Hello there, Tim. This is April calling from Dallas, Texas.
Sweet girl.
I was listening to your sex-tastic
show. Oh no, the Chuck Palahniuk thing.
With my boyfriend. He's a huge fan and he kind of turned me on to you. Anyways, your sex-tastic Tuesday for today on the 16th was a story, actually. I don't know if the person who sent it to you gave proper credit, but it's a short story called Guts by Chuck Palahniuk.
If I would have known it was a Chuck Palahniuk story, I wouldn't have read it, because I don't, you know, it's a published story. Most of these sex stories that I read are done anonymously from 14-year-old boys who just are aching to get off. But, yeah, so again, I guess it was a Chuck Palahniuk story, so, you know, sorry about that.
Hey, Tim, this is Nard from Bear Podcast.
I just have a feeling all of these voicemails today are going to be about Chuck Palahniuk.
Hey, I sent you an email. Read your email, damn it. Okay, so, yeah, I sent you an email. It's Sextastic Tuesday. It's Heroes Sextastic Tuesday.
Oh, right.
And I hope you read it in the show.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Heroes is popular enough that everyone will understand all the characters involved, but I can do a Heroes-themed Sextastic Tuesday if you guys want to hear it. Maybe we'll do that next week.
Damn, it's Sprinkles.
Hey, Sprinkles.
I had a bit of a freak moment that I just wanted to briefly tell you about.
Alrighty.
It'll be real fast.
Sure.
I saw the movie Children of Men, which, if you're not familiar with it, it's about a world with no children. Or babies, women aren't able to conceive anymore.
A utopia.
So, I mean, that's one plus. No children.
Exactly.
Also, several old people get shot and killed.
Best movie ever. I hope there's Oscar buzz. I think I'm going to start Oscar buzz regarding that movie.
You know, the content was totally serious, but I couldn't help think, you know, in a world where Tim Henson...
That's right.
Rules all.
But that's exactly what the world's going to be like when I become president or supreme dictator or whatever the hell I'm going to be. It's coming.
Hey, Jim, Nate, Nessa.
Speak up.
New York. Yo, dude, I got a I knew I was a freak one story.
All right.
I knew I was a freak when someone made a your mom joke to me and I replied that she was dead and cremated. But if you added water and shook it up, you could have Instamom. And,
that's pretty good.
It blew all my friends' minds. And,
blew my mind.
I knew I was a freak thing. So keep up the good work, man. And I'll catch you later.
Thank you very much for the voicemail. A couple more here.
Hey, Timmy. This is Alex and Zach from California.
Yes?
We're doing community service right now.
Speak up.
With a friend of ours. He's a new listener to the show. So we're just like doing community service at this old folks' home, and Zach called yesterday, and
oh my god!
So we're doing community service, and
get to the point.
If I could describe the smell, I don't think I would, just for your sake, because I got upstairs, and I almost threw up because
we seriously had to just turn around,
come back down, and we're outside now. And with the smell, it was like, okay, just imagine like old, rotten, stale.
Ah, that message is 2 minutes and 14 seconds long, which is about 2 minutes too long. Keep them short, people.
Hey, Tim, it's Trip from Texas, and I have my, you know, your freak win.
All right.
This one's a little bit bad, but...
Perfect.
I have a friend, and he has a Great Dane. His Great Dane's a
Yeah, I have a friend. Mm-hmm.
He goes to his neighbor's fence, pisses their neighbor off. So they figured the solution was to chain it up. Well, the dog still jumped over the fence. The bad news is the chain didn't reach over the fence.
Oh, no.
And the dog hung itself.
Oh, no.
I was over his house when he did this, and the only thing I could think of is when Hannibal Lecter, and if you've seen Hannibal, where he's talking about the bowels in or out,
oh.
I just heard, I'll make that decision.
Wow. Dog hung himself and evacuated his bowels. Lovely.
Hey, Tim, it's Bennett here. I just sent you an email with a bunch of horrible music artists from MySpace.
Oh, yeah, we played some of these yesterday on the show. Listen to Wednesday's program, Bennett, and I believe one of the artists that you suggested was featured as a Linda Finkel Hall of Famer. So there you go. Thank you very much to everyone for the voicemails. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Official. I'm surprised at how natural that sounds for me now. Official. Just rolls off the tongue. Yes, voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. As in, oh, God. I'm fat. I'm a screw-up. I'm ugly, gross, and disgusting. Shoot me. Ah. Oh. Vote for us at Podcast Tally. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. You guys know your homework, right? Get on Yahoo Answers and go fucking wild. Email me the results, and we will see you back here tomorrow for the Big Friday Show. Until then, bye, everybody!